Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kizabich says the Ministry of Health continues to see a significant decrease in the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The CMO says despite the decrease, persons must continue to adhere to the public health measures to keep the pandemic under control.
I would say it is relatively safe to say that the current numbers we are getting suggest that we have passed the peak. Definitely, we are seeing a significant decrease in the number of new cases of COVID. So, for example, on the 9th of February 2022, we had two positive PCR cases, and we had 7 rapid antigen cases being reported to us. Definitely, we think we are seeing a significant decrease in the number of reported cases. We are very aware of the fact that a lot of persons are now buying tests, you know, from their pharmacies or other suppliers, home tests, and they're doing the tests at home, and they might not necessarily report those figures to us. Also, we know that there are some private healthcare providers who are doing tests in their offices and so, and the majority of those persons, they report to us also in terms of when they get a positive case, and even they report negatives and positives to us. But even from those providers who do report, we are seeing a significant decrease in the number of positive cases. So even if we take into account the fact that persons are doing a lot more home testing and probably not reporting to any healthcare provider, we think that there is a decrease in the number of new cases and that we are on the return, on the down slope of the last spike, which started at the end of December into January.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kizabich. Regionally, the Ministry of Health in Jamaica says the administering of second doses of COVID-19 vaccines has been improving, with the Western region accounting for the majority of inoculations. There was concern that thousands of people were past their due date to receive a second dose, but Dr. Melody Ennis, Director of Family Health Services in the Ministry of Health, says 80% of people in the Western region have so far received their second dose. Internationally, the White House is facing pressure to revise its position on mask wearing as pandemic restrictions are eased in a number of U.S. states. The governors of New York, Illinois, and Massachusetts say that they will end certain mask mandates in their states. Early this week, New Jersey, Connecticut, Delaware, and Oregon unveiled plans to lift mask rules. But the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, reiterated on Wednesday that it is not yet time to lift U.S. mask requirements. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.